Hey, brother.
Hi, how are you, brother?
Hey, brother.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm having a day. Oh. How's your day going?
I'm good. I think for my end, feels a little choppy.
Are you choppy again? You got a bad, are you around your house? Is that where you have a bad signal, or where are you?
I don't know if it's me. I've been sitting here, just got off a conference call. Am I okay now?
Sound good now. We had obviously an echo last night, and I think it's because of Zoom myself, because I don't have issues with other programs. We should do a couple test drives with Zoom and see what's going on.
Okay. We could do that.
Like,
I don't know why.
I don't have any problems zooming into Brian's call, though, which is interesting.
Well, that's why I don't think it's Zoom. I mean,
okay.
I don't know. It's like, why would Tim say it sounded fine last night, right?
No, Tim has an echo problem, too, on his own phone. On his own show, he echoes like crazy when he talks and the other guy's talking at the same time. Something wrong with his setup. So he didn't help. I don't think he helped, but I don't think he was the cause. That's why I want to go try with you and see if it's my end.
This way, there's nothing that I could do about it. I'm having Zoom meetings all day and there's no echo problems. So I mean, I don't want to uninstall my Zoom and reinstall it. That would just, you know, that would make me anxious because I'm like, you know.
Well, I'm not asking you to do that. I wouldn't ask you to do that there.
Okay. I just don't know how I can fix it then, if it is Zoom.
Well, I want to try talking to you on other apps at the same time. So we'll talk on Zoom. We'll see what happens. And we can talk on Skype or Discord.
By the way.
See what happens.
Yeah, but. By the way, I was on, what's the other program you wanted me to get on?
StreamYard.
Oh,
that was one.
Yeah, StreamYard. So I was on StreamYards for the interview with Mike Sunday morning. And I can't stand how it's captured. When I looked at the, when he sent me the video after, it's like my little square. It distorts the person in the square. It distorts the image. So I don't know if that's how he has things set up in his. But, yeah, well, put it this way, Ab. At least this week, because I am just hammered and slammed. I know we have great hopes of being able to do all of this.
What is happening?
This week I am...
Busy.
This week, I am so slammed that it's like we have high hopes.
Is that Florida for busy?
Slam?
Does that mean you're busy? I'm not used to slam. The only thing
really?
I know slams is a door.
Slam means that you are crazy busy, yeah.
All right, that's fine. I'm fine. We were on a... Where you are on a torrid pace, I'm fine. I'm okay with that. If you're too busy.
No, look,
we only have a standing date on Sunday.
No, I
don't.
I know. So yes. Yeah, but we're gonna be blending in lots of others. I anticipate because we're getting some good responses. But like this afternoon, you know, I just spent the last hour working on a John Rappaport. Video, just because he came out with some great content, so I just grabbed that and quickly recorded it, so I'm just final editing it now. I had like an hour between my Zoom calls, so I'm going to still pump out the content. It's one of those things that I was like, man, I wish I could just focus on content and then somebody else focus on I don't know if I gave you like admin to some of the, I don't know if like setting up Restreamio and I don't even know how to set up a podcast. I don't even know how to podcast from the Zoom.
I don't either. I don't either. I'd have to look into it. Why don't you, if you want to set up an account at Restreamio and then give me access to as an administrator or something. But then I'd have to be in, you got to be on your machine to set it up though. So I don't think it takes any effort. It's not that hard. You know, I think you could do it easily. I wouldn't worry about that being difficult. All you got to do is get the URL and the key for everything. That'll just take you finding it. You don't need help for that. If you set up your studio, you don't need help. Just open the account.
Well, it's like, okay, we're going to stream here and here and here and here. And I'm like, I don't have accounts here, 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 and here yet. You know what I mean?
You have a Twitter account.
I do have a Twitter account, but can you stream to Twitter?
Yeah, they own Periscope. So Periscope is your Twitter video side of things.
Okay, so I have to get an account with Periscope.
No, you already have one. It's linked to your Twitter, I think. So once you go to Periscope, it'll just say log in with Twitter like that. So you're already in there.
Oh.
You should start up a backup channel on YouTube before it's a problem. You should start up three backups. Just have three backups. And do what Tim does.
Right.
Just stream them all of them. It's not a problem.
Okay. Well, then wouldn't they give you strikes on all of them then?
Not necessarily. They like to diddle and fiddle. Who knows how they work? I wouldn't even waste my time second-guessing them. Just set it up. You want to always, I suppose, be on YouTube, so just be prepared to...
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll set up a fake 11 address for your YouTube account. That way...
Okay.
Anytime it switches... Then you just give me the new link. I'll put it up so people only have to know one fake 11 address. So you could be fake11.com/odd YouTube or something like that. Or just Uncle Odd.
Let's do
whatever you want. So yeah, fake11.com/Uncle Odd. That will always go to whatever YouTube channel you're at. So if you have to move, no one has to really try and find you. You're always there.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's the only way to deal with YouTube. There's no other way.
Right. Man.
Otherwise,
I don't know why they just can't find their own censored business.
Because it's a business. They have advertisers. They're mainstream. They're owned by the elite. The elite own all the major corporations.
Yeah.
And they don't want any of their sandbox messed up. It's pretty simple. It's all business. They control YouTube by advertising.
Right. Right.
That's why I rely on the donation method. Now, I'm not really afraid to tell whoever donates to me if they're violating what I like on my site, just to say, well, you don't control me. You did donate. You're not an ongoing advertiser, but I'm not really beholden in the same way maybe a company is beholden to an advertiser, ongoing advertiser.
Sure.
It would be very difficult to tell off an advertiser if then you'd have to lay off 100 people if they close their account.
Right.
So,
right.
It's a more unstable model.
I heard you say last night that you're starting to get more activity on your blog.
No. Well, maybe more comments, but just the usual people.
Okay.
Not too much,
though. Okay, just
the usual. Not really.
Okay, I didn't know if the show was helping at all.
Well, like it's got to be helping. It can't be hurting. For sure it'll be... you've got to, if you don't mind, put your favorite link on your YouTube video description. That way people can just click from there.
Have you never gone into my descriptions? You're plastered all over.
All right. Maybe I haven't looked too closely. Okay, that's fine. That's good. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I have every one of your links that you...
You have my link diarrhea there?
That are near... I have every bit of diarrhea in every
oh,
thing
thank
I
you.
Post, so...
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, well, that's great. That's good. That's good. All right.
Yeah. And it was interesting. I got an email from Mike. You know,
Mike
who's
who?
The Airborne Saint.
Okay.
Airborne Saint. He's the one that interviewed me on Sunday morning, and I just said that I really, really appreciated the interview and the opportunity to be on the show, and that he, you know, has a lot of people, a lot of his subscribers who are really, really nice people. And I said, I really appreciate the fact that you encouraged them to come over, because I saw a lot of them in the comments. And I referenced, I said, that means a lot because we are a tiny, tiny account. And that just, you know, it's encouraging. And he goes,
yeah,
well, I just want you to remember me when you're at 100,000 subs, because I think you're going to get there quickly. People like your
good.
Content. And I thought that was nice.
That is very good. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that is the best reason for cross-interviewing, because people just won't find you otherwise. Google won't recommend you.
Right.
So I agree that even I wasn't sure what Airborne Saint angle is. I guess it's the religious Christian angle, but I didn't look at his channel too much, so I don't know what he's promoting. Or there's a crossover opportunity.
I didn't know if the original reason he invited me on didn't have to do with Christianity, because he was surprised when I told him that I was a Christian. He said, oh, really? That's a bonus. And so I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, we could chat about that if you want, whatever you want. So I don't know what his original reason for reaching out was. Maybe it was mask-related. It's all this COVID craziness.
Yeah, COVID is uniting the world.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's
what a wonderful thought.
Isn't that nice? So, from a legal front, there's a guy here in Florida, down on the other side, who has really leaned into creating the Florida document, the notice, to where he updated everything to Florida laws and all of the Florida people and everything. So that's moving along nicely. So we're going to, I asked everybody again if they would mind if our next meeting where we review all of that, if they'd mind just me live streaming that. I just think it would be good for, I think people like, just following along with that process, you know, and along the way, I just think a lot of people might come on board. Somehow,
well, that's why I record these calls. That's why I record these calls.
Right.
I agree. We're not saying anything.
I learned that from you, man.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, because you only have so many hours in the day and so many years to go. You got to use all of it constructively and absolutely.
Yeah. I was, when I taking a shower, I was like, I usually don't listen to our stuff, you know, after the fact, but I was taking a shower and I just was listening back to the Tim Osmond interview. That guy can string together so many words succinctly and elegantly in a row that just bring in 14 different thoughts and tracks into one tidy, you know, package. He's really a savant when it comes to that. He's really a smart dude.
Oh, I agree. I like listening to him. He's entertaining. I actually forgot to listen to him today.
Right.
I think he did something after our broadcast, so I wanted to hear what he had to say, if anything, about his experience. But he said a lot of the same things he does on his show. And he has a lot of things that he repeats because they're important, and psychic driving is a very important method of getting your point across.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think his thoughts manifest as he spews them forth. I think he hears himself talk, and then on the fly he'll modify it and pivot to make it better. And then that new better becomes part of the next, you know, the next time he shares it. It's just, he's just good. He's a good.
He is good. He does well on his own. He doesn't really need a guest. He's very freewheeling, freestyling. He's good to have on the show, and he has a lot of followers on his millions of platforms that he restreams to, which is really smart. I noticed most of his comments were coming from D Live. I don't know why. Maybe that's because...
Were they really?
Well, maybe it's because his D Live has been stable, whereas YouTube has been unstable. So maybe the D Live people get it. I don't know if you get a notification from D Live. I'm not sure. But I'm thinking that might be a great... Well, you can easily get an account there and just restream to that. And I love how it fuses, Restreamio fuses the comments together. Very powerful.
Right.
Very, very, very powerful, very smart. And then I don't know if you can review the comments later. That would be powerful if you could. I'm not sure they're that great.
That's true. Because you can't on YouTube, can you?
You can if you replay the video. And then just follow the comments.
Oh, okay.
It'd be great if you just download them all at one shot.
Because I went back in and I was looking at, usually afterwards I'll go back in and look at the comments on that video. And the comments that are there are like the more recent after it published. So I'm not getting the ones that were in. So it's not like you don't get this diarrhea of comments.
I think as you play the video, I don't know if you can just grab them all in one shot. That'd be a lot easier. But,
yeah, I don't know.
There's some good stuff in the comments. Links and such.
Right.
Links are always good.
Links are good. And no, that's good.
So what you're saying is, for the interview, we're just looking at next Sunday. We're not going to do anything during the week. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I don't know. So far, if Globebusters wants to do something, he was going to get back to me this week. That would be good. I definitely think there'll probably be some kind of an update with Nate and Robin this week. I mean, you're flexible, I'm flexible, so if something pops up any day, it's just like, I mean, I'm pretty flexible, and I think you are too, yeah.
But you said you're busy, though, so you really are not going to, you're not going to really try and get anything going.
I'm really busy in the day, that's my thing, is just... I'm just swamped.
Okay.
So the idea of trying to figure in, put it this way, I know my lane. When I'm challenged with doing something technological that's going to tie in a lot of shit, that stresses me. I'm like, Jesus, you know?
Okay.
However, if it's like, okay, you know, I need to get some more content out there, so I just got this John Rappaport great newsletter, so let me do something here. Then, boom, that's just natural for me, and I want to do it, and I like to do it. But it's the other crap. You know, we all just have different sides of our brains.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's work when I start thinking about connecting to this and that and this and that. And I'm like, man, we'll get there, but just maybe not today.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. Well, who is up for next Sunday?
John Laban.
Oh, okay.
JLB. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll connect with him latter part of the week and just make sure we're good to go. And I think we'll have a good interview this round. So, I'm looking forward to that. I always like talking to John.
All right. Does he? I don't know what he does because every one of his videos is an advertisement for his site. Does he have member calls still? Are you on those? What's happening with all that stuff?
Yeah, he does. He does, but like I shared with you, I get frustrated with anything to where I have to re-log in each time I visit. So whenever I visit his site from my phone anyway, I have to re-log in. And maybe that's not a pain in the ass to a lot of people, but it's just, man, I don't know. it's just not top of mind, put it that way. So I'll go and I'll listen to, like, when I need some, like, when I'm driving around, when I know that I'm, you know, sometimes I help my wife deliver some things that she needs delivered over to Orlando where my daughter is or something, and I'll take a long drive. That's when I'll listen to John's member calls and stuff like that, just because I have the time and I can focus. Because I love hearing the content, but it's just, it's not easy. You know how YouTube is just, boom, easy. Your videos on FakoTube.com, they come through my email and they're easy. But for me to actually leave any comments or upvote it or anything like that, I would have to re-log in every single time. And just...
Yeah, I've been logged out as well lately. It never happened before, and I've told him that. So we have a lot of issues. Yeah, I told him I'm logged out every single time now. I don't know why.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, so that's... We'll figure it out. What kind of truck do you drive?
A big one. This guy just decided to go from the right lane to the left turn lane and block everyone on this very short light.
Oh, God.
Another selfish person.
Oh, crap.
A million people.
Crap, Ab. I just realized it's 4:30. I got to hop on my 4:30 call. Sorry about that.
No problem. Anytime I squeeze you in. Thanks. Bye.
All right, brother. See you.
I don't wanna.
Is that better?
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hey, that's much better.
Can you hear me? I'm fine.
Thank you.
I just reset my solar panels. They were down all day. I lost 50 kilowatts.
Oh, no.
I wish it would have sent me an email. It's not that smart. It's a good... I look now and then.
Right.
At my statistics, but not every minute of every day.
Wow. So how do you
fix
it?
Well, there's a bunch of breakers. The breaker in my main panel flipped. I don't know why.
Oh, so if they shut electricity to your house off, you're still screwed even though you have solar.
Oh, yeah. You can't. Because it's integrated with the grid. Because what happens is if I don't use any excess power, it goes back to the grid through a reverse meter.
Is that the deal?
Yeah. So for sure, it's a safety thing. So if we have a power failure, they say there's a power failure and they were working on the lines, they can't have somebody's solar panels sending juice back up the line. They'll get electrocuted.
Yeah. That would kind of hurt.
So it would kill them. So the whole point is electricity will kill you. So everyone, part of the deal is everyone has to, they set it up so the panels get turned off. The switch goes, the switch opens up so the panel juice goes nowhere. That kind of thing.
Listen to how big of a failure I am. So.
Okay. Have you been drinking?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
No, thank you for asking.
Okay.
No. It's just my daughter's gotten sick, right?
Okay.
And I go downstairs, and I thought she was joking. I legitimately thought she was joking, but she says, I'm getting my daughter tested tomorrow morning for COVID.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Just like, sure you are. And she goes, no, I am.
This is Yana? Your wife now. Okay, yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, what? I said, no. Why? And she says, well, she has all the symptoms. She's has shortness of breath. She has a fever. I said, she has the flu, Yana. I mean, treat her like she has the flu. Don't you dare take her in to get her tested. I said, Yana, how many smart people do I have to talk to? I mean, I know that I'm not a doctor, but I talked to some really smart people, and this has kind of been a big part of my life.
I know.
It does not exist. Please, please, why would we put her in harm's way? You don't know what they may give on the end of that test that they shove in her brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then what? Then what? Are you going to beg for a vaccine? And so we just had an argument, and I'm out of my mind. I'm just out of my freaking mind.
I bet.
I just walked away saying, I'm a failure. I'm a failure, Yana. And
well, you're not a failure. You just haven't convinced your wife. It doesn't make you a failure. You can't. You're up against the world's most powerful propaganda. And, yeah, even your wife.
Her argument is that her best friend in Russia, he and his family got it, and he's still suffering from it. That he's never been able to at all. He went into the hospital and attacked his respiratory system, and his father is still in the hospital, apparently, and all of this crap. And I'm like, Yana, it's a terrain theory. It's environmental. Something was going on there. But man, if people are hypnotized, but this is what drives me nuts. Is I thought I've been doing a pretty good job articulating this, having dinner conversations. She's been enamored by this terrain versus terrain theory, but it just can't win because she's like, no, she's my daughter and I want to get her tested.
But here's the argument. Even if she is tested and she tests positive, what is the treatment? The treatment is stay home and rest, take nutritious foods, and that's it. There's no magic medicine. That's the thing. So, okay, you're just going to become a statistic if you have it and not a statistic if you don't. Statistically speaking, you will be shown positive because that's your body naturally trying to repair itself, but there's nothing for you to take, to be treated with, nothing. So that's the whole crazy part of the whole equation.
Well, and I don't know why this, everyone is just under a spell, including my wife. And she just thinks that this is so serious that it could kill her.
Of course.
That's
the catch. That's the beauty of it.
And so she just wants to take her in to be tested to make sure she doesn't have it. That's what she's really wanting is to get a negative. And I'm like, honey,
How will that help, though? It won't help, though.
I said, we're all on that list. I said, does this mean from a contact tracing thing, if she comes up with positive with that, you're not supposed to go to work for at least 2 weeks. You're a 1099 employee, how's it going to impact me if I need to fly to Manhattan, where does that put me? Am I in the system?
Yeah, of course.
So I never thought I would be dealing with this. I just feel what do I have to do? How do I double down to create more content to better articulate this? I don't know what to do.
That's a tough call. Tough call, Uncle Lon. It's your wife, though.
I know. And we never argue. But
welcome to the world.
Jesus. It's just so stupid. Everyone is under this spell. My God almighty.
She doesn't listen to your show probably every single day, but she probably does listen to the media every single day.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, maybe she's just humoring me with all this stuff. I kind of thought she was arriving at the same conclusion that, you know, this is just silly. I mean, you can't argue someone. I don't know. This is where I'm at a loss, Ab.
Well, it's an emotional thing for her. It's a panic thing, and that's what happens when somebody gets sick. You just want to basically follow the neural path that was laid out to you from the media. The neural path says anyone that's sick today sneezes, wheezes, feels upset. There are no other ailments out there at the moment. There's no heart attacks.
No.
There's no cancer. There's no asthma. There's no food poisoning. It's all COVIDs all the time. And even though that's a ridiculous statement, that is how we are psychologically. So we're just going to knee-jerk saying, well, COVIDs is in the news today every single minute of every single day. How could you not come to that conclusion? So really, your wife is just functioning as a normal person would be who's normally susceptible to propaganda. If she didn't track the media, if she was out of the system and just at home watching soap operas, then she may not have gotten the message. And she might not think that way. She might think, oh, she's ill. You better get some rest, have some chicken soup.
And she's Russian, man, and the Russians are very homeopathic in their approach to health.
Beautiful.
But not beautiful. Because
she's not a Russian no more. She's totally
she's
totally Americanized, and I'm sure the Russians are just as hypnotized today anyway by modern medicine. I can't believe they're even still into it. They've probably been completely switched over to this way of, oh, you caught something invaded your body, you have to extricate it ASAP, otherwise your body will just suffer and will just sit there. Yeah, that's a tough one, Uncle Lod. Boy, you sure brought it home.
You know what? I was on a conference call today, and I was on about 2 minutes early, and this girl gets on, and we were just having some friendly talk, and I just said, I'm fatigued. I'm sick of just everything, the news, everything. And you know what she said? She goes, yes, and I'm sick of people dying. They're not. I went into my, explanation about the CDC and 9,210 and it's a lot of deaf ears. I don't know, man. I can get through to my own wife. What do I expect? I'm not going to get through to other people.
Lucky. I'm lucky because I don't know how my wife would react, but overall she's very, skeptical of the whole thing anyway, not necessarily from a fakeologist point of view either. She just thinks it's all, I'd have to talk to her again. Cause you almost have to talk to people every single day to get an update.
Yeah.
Where are you today on the topic?
That's true.
Propaganda did you suck down today, if any? Because every now and then I turn the radio on. I listen to traffic. It happens every 10 minutes on the ones. So sometimes I wait for traffic and everything is COVID's every second. I'm waiting 3 minutes and I get 3 stories on COVID. It's off the charts. This has never happened in human history, this kind of propaganda. This is just insane. Even I get down a bit. Even Mr. Fakeologist, I think, my God, this is not going to end. What are we going to do?
Well,
I haven't heard any great inspirations yet, so.
No.
I'm actually listening to this lady, Odessa, in Vancouver, and she's got, who's she got on her show today? And he's pretty good. He had a very long lead up to what he's trying to say. And I was going to send it to you once I finished listening, because I want to make sure it's something useful. Mm-hmm. But he is, Christopher James, awarriorcalls.com. You've probably stumbled upon
him. Yeah, I've watched him with her before.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on with her before. And he's a sovereign.
Yes.
One of the, yes. Okay. I remember him.
It's our only way out. It's our only way out, basically. What he's saying is this has to leave the court of the media and go into the actual court system to be adjudicated. We cannot be ruled by propaganda. We have to put all these orders to the test to see if there's any evidence that these orders should be followed at all. And quite frankly, if the orders could stand the test of evidence, then they can be laws. But they're not laws, they're orders, and they know damn well they can't be laws because there's no evidence.
Right.
So that's what he and everyone should be pushing. Say, no, let's get this in front of a public court.
Absolutely.
Where we can have experts on both sides, my experts and your experts, and let's see where we go from there. But that's never going to happen because it's their game. They're running the game. But that's what has to happen. Now, am I afraid if we get it into a public court with our doctors and their doctors, where everyone is out in the open, putting their cards on the table, that we'll lose? Well, sort of. I wouldn't want to lose in that court, but I don't even think we'll ever get to that court, personally.
Well, I don't know. I think what we're doing, what I'm doing with Robin and Nate and these notice letters, I think that that's going to stir some things up. So I'm more passionate than ever on that. I'm going to start really. I mean, we're making progress on that, but I want to get some of these letters out, like, you know, within a week, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind doing it too.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, I just wanted to give you a buzz.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, next time call me from the internet because your cell phone, are you on the cell signal or the Wi-Fi signal?
No, I'm always on Wi-Fi in my house. I have no idea why sometimes you sound crystal clear. If I sound crappy, I just don't understand why.
Yeah, you're warbly. You're warmly.
I'm using my earbuds. Maybe I need some new earbuds.
No, I don't think it's the earbuds. It might be. It might be. So you're using Bluetooth through Wi-Fi. So maybe those
this.
Are two.
Let me try this. Let me just for a test. Let's do my iPhone. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah.
Okay, now I've taken the earbuds out. Does it sound any better?
Well, you're just louder, but I think we still have the warble. The warble is Wi-Fi. It's a Wi-Fi warble.
Oh, it is.
Which means you probably don't have enough signal strength wherever you are.
I have all my bars. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, then maybe something's interfering with the Wi-Fi. You might have a lot of electromagnetic action down wherever you are.
Could be my electromagnetic negative COVID personality right now.
Well, I'm on my wired computer right now. I'm on wired, so
okay.
If I don't sound good, it's because everyone is firing up Netflix on their local internet and bombing my connection, which is a real thing that happens.
Jeez.
I'm very against streaming. I think streaming is one of the worst things for the internet because they're just simultaneous.
Right.
Continuous connections and jamming up. If everyone just downloaded their movies, then it would be much healthier, especially if you could download them overnight or in advance.
In the spirit of choose thy battles, I'm thinking
I'm thinking you might want to just check out of that one. I don't think you're going to change the
world. Oh, no, it's not a battle. I can't battle that. That ain't a battle. That's lost. The market's decided.
I need to go make up with my wife.
All right. Why don't you play her maybe you should take a break and go into some EGI research. Helena Bonham Carter. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay. That's an actress. Actor. That's an EGI individual, male to female.
Oh, well, that just sounds like something special to do.
That's some good stuff. And did you hear the latest, the billionaire Bill?
No.
The billionaire Bill coronavirus song by... Wow. Is that coming through? You heard that?
Is that Media Bear?
No, this is Mr. Cheswick. He's very good as well.
Oh, man.
We got to get him
that
on.
Media Bear on. He's coming on.
Mr. Cheswick would be great, too. I actually I logged into my Instagram, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I actually got a message back from Leticia Montana from July. So she contacted me 2 months ago saying she'd come on the show.
I don't know who Leticia is.
She's the woman that walked into a Toronto hospital without a mask and they told her to get out.
Oh.
That was in the summer.
Wow. Okay.
This is why I hate with everyone is on their own different platforms. I wish people would just stick to email. So 2 months later, I could have had her on. Oh well.
Yeah. Oh well. Reach out again.
Yeah, so we'll try and get her on again. I just like her passion.
Yeah.
But I would like to do a Zoom thing, like I said. If you wanna, I'm gonna be here for another 40 minutes. If you make up with your wife, come back and let's just see what the problem is with Zoom.
Okay, can we do that tomorrow? I don't think that's it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just an issue though, because I didn't listen back to the audio. Did you hear an echo? Did you listen back to the audio?
I didn't listen back, no.
Okay.
I just listened to, 10 minutes when I was taking a quick shower.
All right.
And Kim was just kind of going, doing his thing. You know, how he synthesizes everything and makes sense out of it.
Right, you are. All right, good luck with the wife, and tell her, listen, what use is it knowing COVID positive or negative? There's no treatment. And just let her know, my suspicion is that, SMJ, who is the lawyer turned landscaper, is a very smart black guy, and he's the only, I only know he's black because he says so.
Okay.
But the one that Rollo aggravates.
Okay.
But he said, and I love his research, he said that Neil Ferguson, we know who that is, and his buddy Jeremy Farrar, they've already started a world database. See, that is the point of the testing. I'm telling you, it's the point of the testing.
Jeez,
they're trying to build...
Can you publish this call quickly or today?
Sure.
So that I can... Just take this last bit and play it for her for breakfast.
All right. Well,
Donna, I want to let you know that I am only doing this because I love you.
Yes. And I love you. Neil Ferguson and his buddy Jeremy Farrar already started a world DNA / blood / serum database. Because
so
I don't think DNA...
The two dudes that came up with the model that predicted very badly that this was going to be a pandemic, which turned the world upside down and was never walked back, they now are empowered again to do something again?
No, they already did this. They already created the World Serum Bank in 2016.
Jeez.
Or they stated... Let's see. It was a novel idea in 2016, but let me just get back to it. So whatever the projection was just based on, in my opinion, the idea that if there was such a thing as a virus, and if it was 100% transmissible, just based on the normal measured interactions of people in their daily lives, then you could do a model saying, well, if one normal school person, school child went to school, they would interact in close enough contact with, say, 20 other children. And they would go home, and their average household might have 4 people in the household. And they, you could easily do a calculation how many people they interact with. So assuming this is a virus that had 100% transmissibility, you could project out that if this many people normally interacted, then this many people at this rate would get this virus. Now, it doesn't, there's no, I don't think there was really any talk of what this virus is, virus could do, what its, what the rate of getting sick from it would be, what the rate of dying from it would be. I don't think that was really the number that they were going after. They were just showing the exponential values that could occur if everything was in a perfect system of transmissibility. Mm-hmm. So I think really I don't think there's anything to blame them about. They're just studying epidemiology, which is a fraudulent science.
Except historically they've been wrong with every other thing that they predicted.
But so, I don't think the point was ever for them to be right. That's not the point. We have to project.
Well,
of course. It's just to scare people. And yeah, if there was something I could pass on to you at that rate, these are the numbers. They would be off the charts based on our normal interactions of human beings. Now, for someone like me who is fairly isolated due to my job, I don't really interact with too many people, so I wouldn't be a normal business guy in an office tower touching buttons on 70 floors, for instance. But anyhow, it says here, they already started one. So everyone should know who Neil is, of course. Jeremy runs the Wellcome Trust, which is the home of European eugenics. Do we know what eugenics are? That's where the dude that taught us to say eugenics papers are kept. The Wellcome is the Wellcome in Glaxo Wellcome and Burroughs Wellcome and whatnot. Burroughs Wellcome made AZT, of course. We know what AZT was. That's the toxin to treat quote-unquote AIDS patients.
AIDS, yep.
And let me just finish quoting. A 2016 research paper by Metcalf et al., amongst whom were Neil Ferguson and Jeremy Farrar, stated that serological surveys are often used by epidemiologists to determine the prevalence of a disease in a population. Such surveys are sometimes performed by random, anonymous sampling from samples taken for other medical tests or to assess the prevalence of antibodies of a specific organism or protective titra of antibodies in a population. Serological surveys are usually used to quantify the proportion of people or animals in a population positive for a specific antibody or the titra or concentrations of an antibody. These surveys are potentially the most direct and informative technique available to infer the dynamics of a population's susceptibility and level of immunity. The authors proposed a world serology bank and foresaw associated major methodological developments in serological testing, study design, and quantitative analysis, which could drive a step change in our understanding and optimum control of infectious diseases. The point is, they want to create a world database of every single human being on Earth so they can be uniquely identified. Now, their idea is it will help find infectious diseases. But the real reason is, of course, we need an absolute way to identify people without duplication or fraud. So that way we can make sure they're paying their taxes. We can make sure that when they go online, they can only go online as the trackable person that they are, so we don't have spoofing. We can really crack down on fraud. And, of course, we can sell them all the latest vaccines to allow them to be able to function in society. So it's the ultimate human tracker, the World Serum Bank. Now, whatever it measures, if I'm really unique from somebody else in a measurable way, which I'm not certain that is true, I am not certain
right.
that there's enough things in my blood that could distinguish myself from someone else. I don't know. Now, I don't think they could do it before computers, because if everything is infinitesimally measured, then there's just no way you could run a million zillion tests to find differences between you and me, because obviously there are, I believe there are different blood types, and I think if you gave the person the wrong blood in a transfusion, you could probably kill them. But other than that, I'm not sure there's
right.
enough differences. But this is an end game.
It makes sense. I don't even know, and this is me just admitting that I don't know shit, but I am now so skeptical of everything.
Well, how else could you compel everyone in the world to give?
Hold on, let me just finish this. I think I'm skeptical even that this DNA exists.
Well, of course, I agree with you, because who can you see little double helixes running around under the microscope anywhere? No, it's a model. It's a model.
Yeah.
It's a model. It's just a model.
Yeah.
Even the idea of chromosomes, I think, is not true.
I would be sold if I went into some place with 100 other people and they did their little pinprick or whatever they do, and if they 100% could come back and identify each one of us based on what they refer to as DNA, then I would be a believer.
DNA. That might just prove that each blood serum is unique, and they have a way of measuring it. I wouldn't prove any of the magical things floating around in your blood.
That's true.
No.
That's just true.
And that's really all they want to do. So the question is, how could you compel the entire world to give some evidence of themselves and put it in a database? Would you pay them? Could you pay them enough? Would you be able to get everybody if you just offer them $50? Or would you just scare the hell out of them and say, listen, we need to know if you got this phony virus. You got to come in and get tested. And then guess what? You're in the database. You're in the database wherever it's going to live, in Brussels and Geneva. And because of the power of computers, I can pretty much identify you pretty quickly anywhere you go in the world and know it's you. If, in fact, it is unique enough.
They really give that big of a shit about us having a normal life? I mean, this is where it just gets ridiculous. It's like they just must be a demon play here. Because what human being would just get their rocks off by having such, a psychopathic control over people?
Well, hasn't it been sort of the ultimate goal of any psychopath to take over the world? It is a pretty awesome challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're talking about a pretty big group of psychopaths, bro. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how big it really has to be, because I think most people can't get off the couch. Like, for instance, you'd never get me to climb Mount Everest. I'm just not that kind of guy. I'd be the first guy to start worrying my head off that I wouldn't make it halfway, and then I'd die on the way up. But on the other hand, if I'm in the last part of my life and I've done everything I wanted to, and I thought, oh, let's just take another kick at the can at something crazy and see if I can do it. So I think people that maybe have never had to work in their lives, or have had a lot of time off, or they're just on the top tier of society, it could be a pretty big challenge to say, hey, why don't we work on taking over the world and controlling everybody? pretty awesome job. And then we can solve all these problems that we think exists, that there's too many people, we're killing the earth, and if we don't do this, then we'll all perish. Who knows what drives these crazy people?
I don't know, but we got.
But they're driven. They're there. There's evidence that they exist, and they're working hard all day. Don't you think?
Yeah, they are. I give him credit, man. I give him lots of credit.
So if the wife wants to give her your daughter's blood serum, I guess, what's the proper word? Image. I guess it's a blood serum image to the world database and be a pioneer in ID 2020, then go for it. But you have to ask her, there's no treatment for COVID, really, other than just...
No.
There's no treatment.
And treating the flu. So she either has the cold or the flu. And
I can't believe,
just,
yeah.
She's just so scared because her friend and his family ended up in the hospital. And they did, I remember.
I know, but isn't it unfair to evaluate a situation? Do we know anything about the friend? Do they have any underlying health conditions? How can you really evaluate their situation? Okay, they went to the hospital and they had trouble. What is the basis? Are they asthmatics? Do they have normal? Do they have lung conditions? Are they smokers?
No, she would say they're all very, very healthy. And,
yeah.
You know, which is, I mean, look, I don't think she would, if that wouldn't have happened, then I don't think that she would be as susceptible to the spell. But because it did, and it's personal, and her friend now swears that it was different, that it was not the flu, that it, you know, it did exactly what they say it does, you know, it attacked our respiratory system.
But how common was that before COVID, really? That people couldn't breathe?
Don't
exactly.
Don't
we don't really have a benchmark.
Well, that's why, you know, when they pump 24/7 through the media, the symptoms, you know, what started is my daughter, you know, was just like, she started feeling like she has the symptoms. So she's the one that said it. And then it just escalated. And I think it becomes psychosomatic. People talk themselves into being sick.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But how many people are going to really start getting ill in the next few months due to we're into month 7 of severe stress.
And breathing your own CO2. What kind of long-term damage does that do, man?
Exactly. And if they think about, if they keep predicting or encouraging this idea of the second wave, they're just willing people and their minds into a situation where they are, you know, you heard of people that can talk themselves sick or talk themselves to death.
Yeah.
These are really powerful things that could really happen.
I mean, it is. I talk about it almost like a joke, but I believe it 100% that they're casting a spell through the media every single minute of the day.
And even myself, I might have to start backing off research because I have to be careful it doesn't start to get at to me. So I might have to just actually starting listening to what I used to do is hypnotic music like Pink Floyd and just start enjoying, just feeling a little better.
I'm your buddy now. You start believing this COVID stuff, I'm going to fly up and knock the shit out.
It's not believing it. It's just being affected by the negativity all around.
Yeah.
Because I get a call that my daughter's boyfriend's sister's friend tested positive.
Yep.
You see how far that link is? So now look at that chain of worry that just created. That put her boyfriend's family are now going to do the quarantine thing. You see how so there's a whole cell right there that's going to be stewing in negative energy.
That just gave me a great, my birthday's coming up and I got a, rented a, I'm renting a boat for the weekend, taking the family out, well, just one day. And we're all so much looking forward to it. My daughter's boyfriend is going to come and it'll be the first thing he's done with us as a family. And I'm going to go down and say, okay, hon, you understand that there is no birthday party if she goes and tests positive. I'm just telling you, she will be under quarantine. Her boyfriend will be under quarantine. Everyone will be under quarantine. And I'm going to be the only one out there on that boat because, you know, that's going to kind of suck because I'm not going to be under quarantine because I don't believe in the boogie virus because it does not exist. It never did, never will. But, okay, I'm going to be the pilot of that. All right, man, I got to love you. See ya.
All right, so you want to see this go, you want this to be on the Uncle Odd audio chat for tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, next time call me from a phone that works well, that's wired in.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. There, take care.